Almost 2 weeks ago, Hurricane Ivan devastated the tiny Caribbean island of Grenada. Some aid groups estimate more than 90% of the houses on the island were damaged or destroyed, and more than half of the population of 95,000 is now homeless. Jane Goff is the Eastern Caribbean representative for UNICEF. She's in Grenada, where she's been meeting with government officials, and joins us now. Hello, Ms. Goff.
Hello, how are you?
Good, thank you. Can you describe for us, please, what is it like in Grenada now?
Oh, you know, it's so difficult to describe because I think the descriptions cannot, you cannot capture the full picture in a photograph. So when you drive, you just see houses with the roofs, you see them destroyed. It looks like you're in a garbage place because all the roofs of these houses is around and the fences are down and the walls are down. All the trees, it was one of the world's largest producers of nutmegs. So all of this plantation has been totally devastated.
And
So the
where,
people have not only lost their homes, they have lost their jobs.
if so many people have been made homeless now, where are they living?
Some, they are staying in the schools that are partially damaged. Some are staying in maybe they had a two-story house. So the first floor is destroyed, so they're in the bottom floor. And they will bring in families from the other house that was totally destroyed.
Are there enough supplies of food and water to go around?
Well, they are not enough, but they are starting to arrive. This was part of the complaints of the shelters that the food is not arriving. But I think now the things are getting more in order, and the food that has arrived is starting to reach their destiny.
And how about electricity?
Oh, electricity is no electricity. That will take its own time. Because all the electricity system was totally destroyed. So now they have managed to reestablish electricity in the hospital. At the airport, they have put electricity because they had four generators that they're using as backup. But then there's no electricity. It's just we are all in darkness there.
One report we read quoted an advisor to a Grenadan leader, Keith Mitchell, as saying, "Grenada has no economy. The economy is dead."
Yeah, of course, because they had two economies, the tourism, and the other one was the nutmeg industries. And both have been destroyed because all the hotels are partially destroyed or totally destroyed.
And the nutmeg
That's where
industry?
their agriculture trees are down, and it takes 15 years for a nutmeg tree to grow.
So how long might it be before small farmers are able to make a living again?
Yeah, that's 15 years. So now they're trying to say, okay, can we do some alternative type of farming? Meantime, the nutmeg trees start to grow.
Jane Goff is with UNICEF. She joined us from Grenada. Thank you so much.
Okay.
A spokeswoman for the U.S. State Department reports that the U.S. government has donated approximately $375,000 in relief supplies and cash to help Grenada in the immediate aftermath of Hurricane Ivan.